Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're back on 720 WGN. All right, no one likes to wait for a train, right? The gates go down. Best thing could be an Amtrak train. They buzz right by. Metra, not so bad, but the freight trains can last forever. Okay, not forever, unless you're in Evergreen Park or maybe the south side of Chicago in the 19th Ward, where it turns out they do last forever sometimes. She's already laughing. On the phone is the mayor of Evergreen Park, Kelly Burke. Madam Mayor, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, how bad is it?
Well, it ebbs and flows, but when it's bad, it's bad. For instance, we just had a situation 2 days ago where the train rolled through, and you have to know that our village hall is right across the street from the train tracks, so we see everything. And the train rolled through, and then the gates stayed down for almost an hour after that.
So
mid-afternoon.
The train was gone, but the gates stayed down?
Mm-hmm. This happens a lot.
Well, that seems like a relatively easy fix, right? What do the railroads tell you?
Well, they say that there's signal issues. We were having some similar issues about maybe a month or so ago, and supposedly they made some fixes to the signal boxes, but it's still happening.
And so when that's the case, what do you do?
Well, the traffic backs up, and you don't want people going around the gates, so you have to try and get some police presence out there. In our particular town, the tracks come in at an angle, so it cuts off two main streets, a northwest street, an east-west street, 95th Street, and then a north-south street, Kedzie Avenue. And so it backs up traffic in four directions right in the center of town.
Wow.
And so, for instance, the one that was just a couple days ago, the school was letting out, and the crossing guards had the kids waiting and waiting, and then they ended up escorting the kids around the gates to get across the street so the kids could get home. And that's not a good message you want to send to kids.
That's the absolute wrong thing you want to teach kids to do, right?
But you couldn't have those kids sitting there. We didn't know when the gates were going to go back up.
So I thought the problem was just trains sitting through town. But you're saying the trains aren't sitting there. The gates just stay down.
Well, it depends on the day, but we get both.
The city was built on rail traffic. It's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worse now than it's been?
It's ebbed and flowed. And listen, we realize that rail traffic's important. We realize it's a big, being the center of rail in the U.S. is beneficial to Chicago itself, and you'd rather have these goods on the rails instead of on trucks traveling through the streets. So we realize that. But when you have these sort of kind of intolerable delays where it goes on for a half an hour, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour, It just messes everything up. People are driving down side streets to get around the tracks. They're frustrated. They're driving at high speed. It causes delays. It's bad for business because people want to avoid the intersection.
Twice fooled, right? You're not going to go back that way. You're not going to go through Evergreen Park.
Exactly.
And I read or saw a story on TV, too, where there was a bike or a bicyclist who actually rolled under a parked train.
Yeah, so that was a little bit further south in Beverly.
Okay.
But that train could have started at any time, and that person would have been severely injured. It was blocked for almost an hour.
Well, let me ask you, Mayor, is this the sort of thing that the residents reach out and talk to you about?
All the time.
Well, you know, I don't mean to make light of it. I know. But what do they say?
They say, what can you do about the trains? You know, and then they generally express frustration and tell me what happened. You know, I was at such and such intersection and the traffic was backed up, and it's ebbed and flowed. You asked if it's better or worse. It was bad several years ago for a long time, and the railroad did come in and make some improvements. And then what we started to see was in about March of this year, where the delays and block crossings really started ticking up again. So it was kind of quiet for a while. Now it's picked back up again. So we're really trying to put some spotlight on the problem. It's not just Evergreen Park. It is, as you mentioned, it's throughout the Mount Greenwood and Beverly neighborhoods and even a little further south into Blue Island. So we're trying to spotlight this and hoping to get reaction from the railroad and from our federal elected officials, because that's really where the regulation lies at the federal level.
Mayor Burke, that's what I was going to ask you. Right. So then who do you go to? And it would be the Federal Railroad Administration? Or
it's the Surface Transportation Board.
Okay.
And then they have some regulatory authority, and I think the FRA, the Federal Railroad Agency.
Agency, okay.
Authority. I'm not quite sure.
Administration? So we'll go with one of them.
Exactly. So we have in the past reached out to our federal representatives. Congressman Bobby Rush represents Evergreen Park, and then Congresswoman Marie Newman is Beverly and Mount Greenwood, and we've also reached out to Senator Durbin's office in the past. We're doing so again, and they've been great advocates for us, so we expect that they're going to help us raise this issue again.
Evergreen Park Mayor Kelly Burke, listen, thanks for sharing the pain, and I wish you the best.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your interest in our troubles.
You bet. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. Let's check in now with Mary.